from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, speaking from the White House press room this morning, President Trump giving an update on the deadly plane crash last night in Washington, D.C. He said there are no survivors. Calls this an hour of anguish for the nation. The collision involves an American Airlines jet carrying members of the U.S. figure skating championship team and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 67 people believed dead. Trump said he does not know yet what led to the crash, but he has a feeling of what happened.
Because over the years, I've watched as things like this happen, and they say, well, we're always investigating. And then the investigation, 3 years later, they announce it. We think we have some pretty good ideas.
Trump vowed to make sure that something like this never happens again. A man is in custody after allegedly stabbing two small children and a woman to death inside a Jersey City apartment. Mayor Stephen Fulop calls it a terrible triple homicide connected to domestic violence. Police say the suspect tried stabbing himself after killing a 5- and 9-year-old and a woman. Officers arrived at the Hutton Street apartment around 1 this morning and found the victims unconscious. A defiant Bob Menendez continues to maintain his innocence after being sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Speaking outside the courthouse shortly after his sentencing Wednesday, the former U.S. senator attacked the judicial system, saying the process is political and corrupted to the core.
This whole process has been nothing but a political witch hunt.
Before sentencing, Menendez tearfully addressed the judge, breaking down several times as he described his accomplishments. Wildwood boosting security on its boardwalk ahead of the summer. The city is putting in barriers at multiple locations to prevent vehicles from driving into the boardwalk. New lighting and cameras also being installed. The improvements aim to avert violence and rowdiness on the boardwalk and follow the deadly New Year's attack in New Orleans. They're expected to be completed before the busy summer season. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Rain's on the way to wrap up January. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. It was warm and windy yesterday. Today, cold and breezy, much more January-ish. Sun with clouds building in this afternoon. Breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. The wind chill feels like temperatures stuck in the 20s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s, but temperatures will actually rise a little bit overnight, leading to our next storm system tomorrow. Mainly a rainmaker. There could be some wintry mix and icy spots, limited to North Jersey tomorrow morning. Then periods of rain throughout the day, steadiest and heaviest stuff in the afternoon and early evening. Total rainfall between a half inch and an inch for most of the state. Highs tomorrow between 40 to the north to 50 to the south. Saturday turning sunny and breezy. Highs settle in the lower 40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now we are looking at 33 degrees in Jersey City. Woodbridge is 34. Pemberton is 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.